Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Precision Camera and Video. We're not going to mention it, Jimmy. Don't worry.
By the way,
we're not going to mention it, so don't expect that
we're
going to.
I don't want to mention it either. What was that you just played?
The Not Headline News.
Oh, it's called the Not Headline News.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. I've never heard that before. So I just heard a piece of it. I said, "Well, that sounds weird." Okay, Not Headline News. Well, Chuck Willery, who did die, you know, he lived at Horseshoe Bay.
Oh yeah,
near Marble Falls.
Yes, sir. And, we all knew him. Yeah.
And I knew him back in the 80s. I'd worked with him a little bit. Andy Sedaris was a friend of his, and I saw him at a party, and then he helped me on a couple of shoots when we were doing a week in L.A. at Disneyland, and really nice guy, fun
yes.
guy.
Yes.
And I liked him a lot. He got off into politics, you know, in political talk and talk shows and all that later on, but back then, you know, he was Love Connection man and formerly the guy that did the Wheel of Fortune, the original wheel.
And yeah, for about 3 years, Pat Sajak's the guy that took over. And, you know, he also did the dating game for a couple of years.
He did a lot. I mean, he's in the Game Show Hall of Fame, undeservedly so. He was from Ashland, Kentucky, and tried to be – well, actually, he had some songs cut by Tammy Wynette and a couple of other people. I was reading that this weekend. I didn't realize – I knew he had a song called Naturally Stone, that he was in this band called Avant Garde. And I like that song.
Put your mind yep. on what you have to do.
Uh-huh.
But I know I can never make it, baby, without you.
Timmy knows the song.
I never heard it. Yeah.
I can make new vibration. It was really hip. It was a hip song for the time. Good guy, though. I'm glad he's getting some recognition today. The Thanksgiving week is ahead. There's a lot going on. Of course, Thursday is the Thanksgiving Day parade. I haven't heard of any country people on there this year, but surely there will be. I just haven't seen that. A lot of football, more than there, at least the pros are all in. Bears and Lions is the early game. Giants and Cowboys is the middle game. That's the 3 o'clock game. Lainey Wilson's going to be the Salvation Army person that's in the middle of that. And then the Dolphins-Packers will be the late game. And there is a game on Friday, Raiders and Chiefs. That's the Amazon Prime Black Friday game. So there you go.
Is that in the middle of the day or at night, or do you know?
It's night. I think it's night game.
Okay.
Because it's like a regular Thursday night game for them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
With the Cowboys. So you know, they have to go to Amazon Prime, though, for the Black Friday game. Let's do a little football real quick. College football, I don't know. I mean, A&M's got to be just worn out after their Auburn experience on Saturday. It went, 4 overtimes, I think. Those games will take it out of you, and particularly be on the losing side of it. But, man, they came back from 21-0 down And they were in it all the way to the very, very last thing. So Auburn always puts toilet paper in a place called Toomer's Corner afterwards. This is a kind of a Hollywood and Vine downtown Auburn. They always put toilet paper in all the trees.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's a great big grove of trees, right? And then they
it's crazy.
Didn't someone poison the tree one year?
Started.
Well,
I said, didn't someone poison the tree one year?
Oh yeah, that was very famous. Supposedly an Alabama fan did it, but we didn't.
It turned out to be the same guy, or what was the relationship to
Harvey?
The,
was his name to, Harvey something? Was he?
He'd been an Arkansas or something state trooper, and he's the same guy. I think that poisoned the, or was related to the guy that poisoned the famous tree de oak in Austin about 15 years before that.
Boy, he was this guy. Bad news. I'm surprised they didn't hang him. If they still hung people, they would have hung him. Both people on the show.
Let me tell you, the guy that that they finally caught that poisoned the tree de oak in Austin, they gave him, I'm trying to remember, 60 years in prison. At the same time, back in those days, the average murderer in the state of Texas, before the legislature changed the law and made it mandatory, got about 2.5 years.
Paul Cullen.
Paul Cullen sounds familiar, yeah.
And Harvey was the guy that did it up here, but not something. It's got a sing-songy last name is all I remember. But anyway, Texas A&M in Texas, that's a night game, I believe, next Saturday. Is that right?
6:30, I believe. Game? Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a featured game because it will be. That's going to be very interesting.
Most game of this weekend.
And game day is going down to College Station as well, so there's that. The Auburn-Alabama game, which is normally a very big game this year, I think Auburn's got a really good chance
of beating Alabama.
Remember,
where is it?
I said this, that people wanted to hear it. I did not think that Oklahoma was going to be a pushover. Alabama does not have good luck with Oklahoma. The last time we played them, I covered it. It was in the Sugar Bowl, and they beat us. And they've always had Alabama's number, just like Notre Dame has had Alabama's number overall. I thought, but I didn't think Alabama would not show up, which is pretty much what they did. And I don't think anybody understands that game, 24-3. I don't think Alabama scored 3 points in a game, just 3 points. I don't remember the last time. I got to go look that up. It was really a no-show deal. That coach just out-coached, the Oklahoma coach out-coached them. They had a great game plan. Alabama couldn't adjust to their game plan, their quarterback. This is what Saban would have done differently. He'd have pulled that sucker and put in another quarterback, just like Sarkisian has done. If you're not getting it that day, take you out. And they should have taken number four out at some point during the game, even just for a little while, you know, to maybe remotivate him or reboot him or something. But that was... that was a mess, and we'll see. Now, if they lose to Auburn this weekend, which is not impossible, boy, I don't know. I would think some career lights will be blinking in Tuscaloosa. That's all I'll say about that. I paid the money and went to see Wicked. Let me just say this, and I remember this from my days of doing this movie stuff on Crook and Chase. I was hired in the beginning to do a review for the guy that works for a living, or the woman who works for a living, particularly the guy who's up in the attic all day putting in insulation, or a guy that's, you know, digging up a yard, and I'm telling them to go to a movie, and it better not be some foo-foo movie, some crap thing, or they're going to come and hunt me down. Well, if I told all the guys in the world to go see Wicked, they'd come and hunt me down. I wouldn't live for a week, because the first hour is boring. I fell asleep. Now, that's going to make people's hair stand on their head that love Wicked. But if you've never seen it and it's that movie, it was padded, and it just really was too much musical, just too much foo-foo dancing and all that stuff.
But
somewhere about an hour in, somewhere about 50 minutes or so in, I got into the swing of things. And I started to like some of the songs. I liked the story better, and it was racing all the way to the end, the hour and 40. And I look forward to seeing how that I really want to see part two. But that first hour to me was a little rough. And I know they're trying to explain who the witches are and all that stuff, but it was not my cup of tea. But I'm glad I went.
You said you gave it an A- online.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I did. And And the A minus is from the minus part is the, you know, I think CinemaScore gave it an A. I just didn't like that first hour. So.
But dudes aren't going to like it, but they're going to go because their significant other.
No.
But you're going to go anyway because your wife's going or your girlfriend.
But you just go plan to sleep or something
right.
Because there's way too much foo-foo dancing and all that stuff. It's a chick flick, to say the least. But I've always I liked Grease, and I like musicals most of the time. And this one I like too, but I just wasn't crazy about the first hour of it. So go on. Okay. So the TikTok people, they have reached out to President-elect Trump's, well, they reached out to Musk and others trying to take the temperature of the incoming administration on the potential TikTok ban. That says, according to the Wall Street Journal, I don't think they'll ban it now, but I think if they really have proven that it's all eaten up with China and all that stuff, something's going to have to happen to it, but I don't know what their options are short of banning it. So we'll see. That'll be one of the big dramas, because I think Trump is even – I don't hear him talking on TikTok too much. He likes his Truth Social, but I think he's even done some stuff on TikTok. And I don't, what's Elon's position on TikTok, I wonder? He's ex, so I don't know if he likes TikTok or hates TikTok or what. Hadn't heard him say.
No idea.
I don't either. So I guess we'll find out together.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And page 2 on a Monday with Jimmy Carter.
Well, so what are they going to be talking about on the news stations this weekend? The Trump cabinet, I guess he's pretty much done all he can do on that. Now they're doing their rounds up in Congress trying to meet people, and he's pretty much gotten all his people out there. So we'll see how that goes. They'll be doing more of that this week. I know that Yellowstone was good last night. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'll just say that it was better than it has been. It's not so much, you know, watching people put saddles on their horses and stuff like that, which they seem to do to burn up some time. But boy, it was very dramatic and a lot of action. Hour and 16 minutes of that episode last night on the Paramount Channel, and it was very good. So we don't have many more days left. You can definitely see this is running out of plot. So we'll see. We're definitely running toward the end. And for anybody who's been watching, you know that
someone's going to the train station.
Yes. I don't know. They got to get some people down there and take them to the train station.
That's
so
right.
I don't know. You know, I don't know who's going to go and how they're going to go and when they're going to get there. I don't know. But it's getting good. Landman, I really like it. It does have the, I don't know, it's different than Yellowstone. I think it's good. I'm on episode 3. If you're on Paramount, the Paramount Network, as opposed to the streaming, they're only on 2, or vice versa. But it's good. I like Billy Bob, and I like pretty much everything about it. The Lioness Show from Taylor Sheridan with Nicole Kidman is really, really good. It's on season 2. That's another one that's taking place in a lot of places in Texas. But It's solid. Nicole Kidman was in Nashville over the weekend at home. She went out and she was at the Opry, and they dragged her out on stage, and she took some selfies with people and all of that. They had the F1 people in Las Vegas this weekend, and in the middle of the night, they were shooting a movie, a Brad Pitt movie that's been going around the world that's called F1. And they were taking, you know, they made it look like it was during the race at night, but it was at like 3 in the morning that they were racing around the track. And then he did a scene where there's a wreck, and then he falls down and, you know, and all that stuff. So people were able to watch that. So it was a kind of a cool behind the scenes, in front of the scenes at F1 in Vegas over the weekend. They had one of the F1 cars that was in a casino, and really, I think they really did it. They started it up I think it was either at the Wynn or the Encore Hotel, and they have a really wide kind of middle thing in the casino between like one of the restaurants and some of the slot machines. So it's big enough for an F1 car to go down. So he starts the car and goes forward and then takes a real hair 90-degree turn. He's not going more than 3 or 4 miles an hour, but it looks like it's faster. And then he goes out the door, and then next thing you know, he's on the street. So that's a little bit of optical excitement, but it was cool to see that. Jason Kelce, he's getting his own late-night show on ESPN starting January the 3rd. It's going to have a band and the whole deal. It's going to be like a late-night, like a Letterman type of show with Jason Kelce. Okay, he's going to have NFL legends, celebrity guests, live band. It'll run all through the playoff time. And I imagine if it's a big success, it'll go further. They're going to do it in front of a live audience in Philadelphia, so he will be able to stay home. You ready to see Jason Kelce?
I like Kelce. I mean, he's funny. I don't know that we'll see how he does on his own talk show.
Yeah. I mean, that podcast that he does with his brothers was pretty popular. I guess it still is.
It's still doing well.
Joe Rogan, that's on my list of things to do this week. Joe Rogan did, who did he do 3 hours with the other day? I don't know. I wrote it down to see it, but it's not Elon because he's already done him. It was somebody really cool that he did 3 hours with. So Joe Rogan's thing. I'm starting to get into that. Thanksgiving destinations. Do you know what the number one destination is domestically for people this time of year?
Orlando or something.
What?
Orlando.
You got it.
Is that right?
Bob's one of the regular people. He knows.
Wow.
Yeah.
And number two is Miami. Number three is Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, just try to get in and out or get a rental car in Florida during these weekends. It's mm-hmm. It's very tough. I used to have to fly in because I would go to Orlando every Thanksgiving, and I never could. I could get the flight in there, but I couldn't get a rental car. So I would have to fly into Jacksonville, where you usually could get a rental car, and then drive down to Orlando, which wasn't a bad drive. But if you're ever trying to go to Disney World and one or the other mess you up, Jacksonville is usually a good alternative where you can get in most of the time. New York is number four on the destinations. That's because people want to go see the parade.
I do. I would love to go there, you know, for that.
That's one of the things that was a bucket list deal, but I just have never filled it. And sometimes I'm really glad that I didn't go because the weather was so cold. I saw those people out there and said, ooh, that doesn't look like that would be fun. Then some years it looks perfect, and I bet it would be cool, but that's what a lot of people still are doing. And then I don't know why, but they're going to Anaheim. I guess they're going to Disneyland. Okay, they're going to Disneyland. That's destination number six. I love Disneyland. I think I like it better than Disney World, actually. 79.9 million travelers will go 50 miles or more on this holiday. I will. On Wednesday morning, so we'll see. Morgan Wallen has still not said anything, or his people or his management or anything about the win of the Entertainer of the Year Award last Wednesday night.
Come on, Morgan Wallen, let's go on.
It's weird, though, isn't it? I mean, not to have your PR people or your management company or something just say, thank you, and that's it. I mean, anything, but just not to acknowledge it.
I did hear Trent Woolman finally came out and said he just fumbled the words.
He said it during the panic. You know, it's not a normal situation when you've won something like that and you're expected to say something. He was trying to be funny and excited all at the same time. So I get it. With Morgan's people, though, it's just odd. Now, I thought of something. next month, he's got to face the judge on this throwing the chair off the roof thing. They've kicked that can down the road as far as they could, and they've scheduled it for middle December.
You sure they don't think they end up pleading that out before it goes to court?
Well, they don't know because that's not a sure thing because the DA, you know, he probably would, but the city council people and some of the city fathers, they do not like Morgan Wallen, and they have not forgiven him a bit. And so they reluctantly gave him a liquor license and everything else, but I don't think he can just walk away from this. And I think his people know that, too. That's why they've kicked the can down the road so far, because a lot of people are looking. So I had a thought, since he didn't say anything, it hasn't said anything, and nobody said anything, said, what, maybe he's in rehab. Waited till the tour was over, and he went to rehab. And maybe that's why he can't say anything and no one's seen him or anything like
maybe.
That.
Maybe. A little touch-up, maybe?
And that would be, yeah, and that would be good for a judge saying, well, he just finished 30 days or 45 days in rehab and he's a different person. He's da-da-da, give us one more chance. And then he puts him on extended probation that if he screws up one time, he's going to prison. So.
Wow, yeah. It's pretty good.
That would be a thing to do for him, but we'll see. We're just guessing on that. And Cody Johnson said, picking a song for an album is kind of like picking a romantic partner. He said you got to have there's something in his DNA that he's able to do it. But, you know, when you think about it, these people that like Cody that are looking over all these songs to put on an album, you better like the songs because if one of them becomes a hit, you're going to be singing every night for the rest of your life. So you better like it when it first goes down. And I think he's got that part figured out. That's a big win for him, that album of the year. Very prestigious. And really, if all the things he could have won, that's probably the best one.
Good enough.
Yeah, he was up for single and song of the year, so he didn't win those. So album of the year sounds pretty good.
Album of the year is very prestigious to do that.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys get going on your Monday.
Jimmy, you have a good week.
Plenty of information on a Monday. As always, thank you, Jimmy Carter, and thank you, Schwartner Farm and Ranch. Also, the good folks at Prime Bank of Texas make every stage of your life prime, and best camera store in Texas, Precision Camera and Video. Time check, 8 o'clock, 62 degrees, headed for an afternoon high today of over 80. Then a cold front comes in, and again, tonight's low going to be down into the 40s. Holy smokes. Holy shmikies, Batman.
Wow. You scare me for half a second.
Snikies or shmikies? Snikies?
I don't know.
I think it's snikies.
Holy Chicago.
Stand by. More with Eric and Bob on your Monday morning coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.